I think what has transpired here is that a voice of grievance came out of the cane fields of Queensland. We welcomed foreign investment into our industry. We have accepted that that foreign investment has introduced capital and introduced diversity into our industry. But what we didn't want to see was the rights of growers in terms of this industry stripped and taken away from us. And what we have been able to achieve tonight is basically a balance of negotiating power. Certainly, this is all about market power. What has been achieved tonight is that 4,500 cane farming families will now have equal negotiating strength with a range of sugar milling companies, predominantly large multinational companies. We see this as a positive. We see it as pro-competition, and we don't subscribe to the rubbish that's been around that it's somehow going to destroy the Queensland sugar industry.
At what cost, though, Paul Skembri? Because certainly the Sugar Milling Council has vowed to do everything in its power, every legal and government avenue, it says, to quash what it says is a clear move towards re-regulation of the sugar industry.
We don't believe there will be a cost. I know there's been a chorus of voices coming out of the milling community saying that this will destroy the Queensland sugar industry and jobs. All this has done is ensured that growers have equal negotiating strength with mill. We have a choice of marketing. And I'd make this point, Charlie. The investment that we saw in this industry came at a time when the marketing system is the one that's under review now. The investment that occurred in the industry occurred in the marketing system that was centralised. So I don't accept this argument that somehow this is going to destroy foreign investment in this industry.
Even so, both the milling sector and growers have invested enormous time and money and energy to get to this point. Do you regret, as the head of the peak body for cane growers, that you weren't able to negotiate more openly when Wilmar first came knocking on your door, putting forward its proposal to market more of the sugar that it processes?
Charlie, we can analyse this in terms of the history of it and the various events and steps that have been played out. What we've consistently said is that we were prepared to negotiate an outcome. Certainly, I guess some on the other side, the industry, the milling side, might well dispute that. At the end of the day, I guess it's come down to legislation. We would have preferred to have found a commercial solution. That hasn't been the case, but the voice of grievance from the cane fields has been substantial. We're now at a position where we're quite happy to sit down and talk to the mills about the practical interpretation and the application of this bill. So we're not getting carried away tonight. We've got our feet fairly and squarely on the ground, but we're happy to talk to the mills about where to from here.
And what does that mean for the vast majority of your members who are, as we speak, still without a cane supply agreement for the 2017 season?
What it means now is that the Queensland Parliament have approved a legislative framework that will give what we have been demanding, which is choice, in terms of marketing. It means now that growers and millers can sit down and form contractual arrangements between the respective parties. And if all that fails, we have now a fallback position where growers can obviously access the arrangements in the bill to demand the choice in terms of marketing. So a lot of work ahead of us, but I think this now gives farmers some certainty and surety in relation to marketing. This whole crisis emerged because we had a farcical situation around marketing that had been going on for a number of years. From one year to another, one milling company was saying, we're in, we're out, we're in, we're out. Growers weren't sure of what their future was. They wanted to be certain that they understood the marketing arrangements. We are sensitive to those institutional arrangements because that underpins grower confidence. So I think growers will have a greater level of confidence now that they have some legislative backing to be guaranteed choice in terms of marketing.